At 6:40 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, we've got Representative Michael Waltz on the line. I'm so bummed out. We brought you on and we had your Green Beret song, but you didn't get to hear it.
Oh, I love the fact that you played it. You know, that was a number one hit. That was a number one hit in 1967.
Well, always good to have
top
you
of the chart.
It was great to have you on the show, as always, Representative Waltz. You have written an opinion piece in the Washington Examiner, and I think for some people, they read this and like, oh my God, I didn't even know I should be so scared about Biden becoming president. And for other people, they're like, come on, really? So why don't you tell people what the opinion piece is about and what your concerns are about him becoming president?
Well, I think I'm coming across some Republicans, some conservatives out there that may be mad at the president or they don't like his personality and they're, you know, kind of shrugging their shoulders and saying, if Biden gets in, look, they'll be so bad and he'll be so bad. That means the Republicans will just come back in a few years, you know, kind of rebuilt and reset. And here's the main point I want everybody to walk away with. Pelosi, Schumer, the left will lock down power so that it makes us almost impossible to get back into power. Republicans, anytime soon with a Biden presidency. And here's why. Because if Biden becomes president, we probably lost the Senate. That means they have the House, the Senate, and the White House. Step one will be to eliminate the filibuster, which means they can pass laws through the Senate with just a simple majority, 51 votes. Step two will be that Pelosi passes national ballot harvesting, which is how they vote in California, where activists can go scoop up the number of votes that they need in mass after the election, which is how they do it in California. She wants to take that nationwide. Step three is D.C. statehood, so that you add a few more Democratic Senate seats, making it that much harder for us to get back some, Puerto Rican statehood as well. And the bottom line is they will lock down these houses so that the progressives, if Pelosi wants to be speaker again, she's voted in by the Democrats in the House. She barely got in this last time, just by two votes. And the progressives will say, Nancy, if you want to be speaker again, here's our agenda that's going to fly through the Senate and onto Biden's desk. Green New Deal, it's already written. Medicare for All, it's already written. The BREATHE Act, which the squad just put in, which defunds ICE, Border Patrol, and the entire federal prison system, that's already written and ready to go. And this is what I want people to understand. We need to wake up, conservatives, and get out to vote and get everybody else out to vote. If you're sitting on a ballot right now, Florida does it right when it comes to absentee and mail-in with strong verification. We have to get the president reelected because of these policies that will affect so many millions of Americans. And I, as a Green Beret, didn't almost die twice for this country to have it go off a socialist left cliff.
Yeah, see,
this is really what's at stake in 2020.
It's really interesting. And by the way, I fully agree with you about get your ballot in early, you know, therefore there can be no problems. But it's an interesting theory, this notion that, you know, we tend to look at Biden as being kind of a moderate, right? You know, not as radical. And even Pelosi is not a radical compared to a lot of the members of that party. But what you're saying is that look at the inclusion of Bernie Sanders in the convention. Look at the presence that he has in the Democratic Party and look at his supporters. And as you say, the radical fringe with AOC and the Green New Deal and all this, and if they want to maintain their leadership status, for example, Pelosi would need to cater to them and allow that agenda to move forward. And as you say, I think if Biden wins the presidency, there's a good chance the Democrats have captured a majority in the Senate. They would certainly have the tie-breaking vote with Kamala Harris being the pro tem president or whatever. But then if they add states, you know, if they add a state, then you're talking about 60 or 102 instead of 100, and you know, being Democrats at D.C., it's a real. I mean, even when I read it, I'm like, oh my God, I hadn't even considered that. But there was a part of me. It's like, but really? But again, your point is people assume that we'll swing back in 4 years. What if you can't swing back from the changes that have been made, especially even at the Supreme Court, right?
Well, that's right. And so here's the. The difference is, you know, we always seek to improve, you know, this great experiment that we're in our American Republic. That's the beauty of it. They are not seeking to improve it. They believe it's fundamentally flawed. institutionally racist, break it down to its studs, to its core, and rebuild in their image. And that's what we're talking about, things like changing the – they are talking about things like changing the Electoral College, adding to the Supreme Court, fundamentally changing the rules on how this country is governed. And again, it will be substituted with absolute socialist policies. And I'm just worried that we kind of use AOC as a bit of a punching bag, and mm-hmm. laugh at crazy Bernie. They are setting the pieces in place. The laws are written. And I just want a real wake up call, because I see it firsthand up close every day in the House of Representatives, in a situation where people like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, as you said, look relatively moderate to the progressives and the left that are looking to govern.
Yeah, it's not like a lot of this is hidden. You heard Bernie in his convention speech say, look, the stuff that used to be considered crazy, we've now gotten into the mainstream. And, you know, that's the point, is we feel like if we can have contempt for or ridicule somebody like AOC or Bernie Sanders, therefore that means everybody understands these things are ridiculous. But it's that contempt that actually blinds us to seeing the progress and the advance in numbers and support that they've made. And I agree with you. It's a very serious concern. Representative Waltz, it is always good to talk to you. I always wish that we had a little bit more time. But, you know, great to have you on the show, as always. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, thanks, Andrew. I didn't mean to make everybody want to drink so early in the morning. But this is very, very serious for the future of our republic. So thanks so much.